Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. And I am joined tonight, as always, by my beautiful bride, my partner, my best friend, my high priestess. Hi, Robin. How you doing?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm doing well.
So, wow, it has been a crazy couple of weeks now that we're past the holidays and can settle in a little bit. Good grief. You know, the holidays and... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, very true. It has been hectic, that's for sure.
And looking forward to a few weekends with a little less hectic.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it would. So, those of you that are listening, we are up in the mountains of Pennsylvania, and it's supposed to be a little bit weird tonight with weather, so we're looking forward to seeing what we have in the morning when we wake up. And I think it's supposed to be worse at home than it is over here where I'm working, so...
But the
news, I was watching the news earlier, and they're already shutting down activities tonight and preparing for some nasty ice storm or something or other. So, yeah, it looks to be entertaining.
It's saying here on my weather, it's going to rain all night.
Now, it's supposed to change over to rain. It's supposed to basically warm through the night and change over to rain after the ice and all the junk falls. So what they're saying here is that it's just going to be stupid and ugly overnight and then changing over to rain on top of existing ice until that melts off. So it's just, you know, not quite sure of what the morning is going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, tonight we are celebrating our first full moon of the solar year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the days are already noticeably longer. So it's getting time to start, you know, celebrating a little bit, reconnect with the divine. We're going to... go back to the temple on the hill where we always go. And tonight we're going to spend a little time just connecting with the goddess. So looks like everyone is in the queue, and we're joined tonight by Niv Navasi. How you doing?
Doing all right. Hanging in there. I had to share the weather with you, Robin. That's what I had this morning.
Thanks for sharing.
I always share. You know that.
Yeah.
And we're also joined tonight by Shira and Vega. And I understand you guys are having some adventurous weather over there, too.
Yes, Lotus Land isn't Lotus Land right now. We've had snow and ice and a whole ton of windstorms that we just don't normally get. So
it's been fun.
Well, I heard the entire West Coast got, the Pacific Northwest particularly, just got hammered this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get it as bad as they did, but we got sideswiped a little bit. And we're getting the wind to go with it.
Nice. Yeah, they're talking about like drought-breaking amounts of rain and snow along the entire Pacific coast.
Oh joy!
Yeah, and it's all headed this way. So
Welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, the element of East and I have had a number of conversations.
How much have you had to tie down and bring in the house?
Yeah, we worry more about the trees behind us coming down on us. So.
Yeah, that's what we are concerned with.
Yeah. Yeah, we want the trees to remain up.
Yeah, we got a really good stand
up
of
and
big,
outside.
Tall maple trees and cedars, you know, so they're big.
Yeah, and they need to stay that way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Tall, not long.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's go ahead. Is everybody ready?
We are.
We are.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get this party started. Everybody take a deep breath. And let it out. One more deep breath in. And let it out. Sweet gods and goddesses, give us the right words to say. Inspiring Greed, eloquent Oma, skillful Dagda, lieu of the smooth speech. From the many words, pick out just the right ones for this occasion and feed them to us, and we will do the rest. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right, my lady.
Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together in spirit to celebrate the full moon. As we begin the new solar year, the days are slowly getting longer, and yet the coldest days of winter are still ahead. We begin our plans for the coming year and the plantings in the spring.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling into yourself the energy of the universe, beautiful blue-white light of the universe, pulling it down. Now focus and open your third eye chakra. Feel the power of the universe. Open your throat chakra. Feel the energy against your heart. And at your heart, open that chakra and feel the beautiful blue-white light of the universe filling you. Open your solar plexus. Open your second chakra. Feel your entire head and torso filled with the blue-white light of the universe. Pressing against your root chakra, feel the pressure building. pulling the energy into yourself. And then open your root chakra. Feel the energy of the universe as it spills down your legs, back up into your arms, out into your hands. Raise your hands in front of you. Open your palm chakras and see the beams of light as they go from you, connecting with everyone around the circle. See the web of light as it surrounds and protects this space and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe here tonight to honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in space. You're actually aware, you are acutely aware as you float in a sea of tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Guardians of the East, O creatures of air. We call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the Wolf Moon, first full moon of the new year. May your winds carry us forward during this time of new beginnings when we start the cycle once again. Help us to seek new directions and provide us with inspiration to divine that which we need to manifest our intentions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night for the first full moon of the new year. At the fullness of this wolf moon, we ask you to provide the warmth and light we need to journey forward into the new year with a renewed sense of purpose. May your flames ignite our passions as we begin a new cycle once again. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome. Guardians of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night, the Wolf Moon, the full moon of the new year. May your waters provide the reflection we need to look within and the current to swiftly move us forward on our path as we begin a new cycle once again. Help us to find inspiration in all that we do. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and
welcome.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night for the first full moon of the new year. At the fullness of this wolf moon, as the barren lands begin to show promise of life anew, may we stay focused, grounded, and thankful as we move forward on our path and begin a new cycle once again. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Ancestors, those who have gone before us, may you guide us on this journey. Keep us warm, keep us together, and keep us protected. Hail. And welcome.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Oh, God, we call on you tonight in your form as the young hero. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals as we experience the depth of winter here. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O hero. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail.
And welcome.
Oh, great goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as maiden. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Join us as we honor you in this full moon. You are the new maiden, preparing to bring life and light back into the world. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength. A place bathed in your love and your light. Join us, O maiden. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome.
Join us this evening as we gather, as we go into the forest, listen to the words, feel them, and know them. Go ahead, Robin.
Okay. We join together tonight to celebrate the full moon. Tonight is the night to do a spell, working, or ask a boon. It is time for us to look towards fullness and a bounty yet to come, to create a space inside which to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with a kind heart, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the green woods and lushness of the world around us, even now when it is cast in winter. Whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish, or incense. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply. Feel the rhythms of your body. Hear them in your head. And as you listen to the rhythms of your body, you feel yourself floating. Now become aware of your new surroundings. You sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. The fountain flows with clear water. In fact, you realize it is almost impossibly clear, impossibly crisp. It looks cool and refreshing. As you look around, you see that the clearing is pretty small. The trees are close. You feel their presence. And yet you are not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a slight breeze as it moves your clothes and hair. You smell the fresh scent of flowers and trees. Hear the call of the birds and the rustle of life in the trees near you. All is calm. All is welcoming. All is at peace. You notice a small path leading away from the fountain. You follow it. And as you walk, you see the snow along the path on either side piled up. You see the tracks of the animals that have been moving. You hear things rustling in the trees. After a time, you see a small footbridge made of stone. You see it as it arches slightly and crosses a rocky creek, flowing with water rapidly under it. Like the water in the fountain, it seems almost impossibly clear. Step up onto the bridge. Look over the railing. Watch the way the light plays in the currents of the water. Hear the sounds as it splashes against the rocks. See the slight mist as it freezes and casts a diamond-like coating on all of the rocks and small branches along the side of the creek. Now, see all of the burdens that you have been carrying, all of the fears, all of the doubts, all of the cares of this world, and see them placed one by one on the stone railing. You may see these as packages or rocks or any other image that symbolizes burdens and weighty cares. You may even notice that there are more bundles or rocks there than you realized, but the goddess knows. And when you are sure that every last burden, every care of this world is placed there on the rail, push them in. Sweep them off of the rail and watch them as they fall into the water. See them swallowed by that clear, fresh water. See them being taken away by the goddess. She will deal with them now. Some she may keep, some she may give back, because sometimes we have things we have to deal with. But whatever becomes of these, know that in this moment, you enter the realm of the goddess free of all of those burdens, and open to her guidance. Now that you're free of those burdens, pass on over the bridge and follow the path as it turns into the woods. Feel the closeness of the goddess. Feel the closeness of nature. It's almost like a hug. See the evergreen trees, smell pine and cedar in the air. Hear the animals as they skitter around in the trees and in the snow. You're surrounded by life, the very essence of life. Continue walking, and as you walk, you become aware of the sound of the ocean. And as the trees part, you realize that you are hearing the ocean crash at the base of a cliff far below where you stand. You look down and you see the rocks and the churning water. You can sense the incredible power and majesty of the goddess. And you're reminded of her power. You can see the seabirds whirling and twisting in the air, hear them calling to each other. See them as they dive down into the water and swoop back up into the air. You can smell a little salt in the air. Feel the coolness of the mist on your face. It's almost like the hand of the goddess caressing you. path follows the top of the cliff and rises to one side. Follow it. Follow it as it rises along the cliff line, higher. And then you turn a curve and you see a beautiful white temple standing on the top of the cliff, glowing in the sunlight. Rush inside and feel the coolness. And feel the peace and the calm. Feel the home. After you catch your breath and relax for a moment, you look around and you see that there are 9 columns. And above that, a great white dome. In the center of the dome, you see an oculus open to the sky above. From the edges of the oculus, 9 silver chains descend to support a cauldron that hangs at waist level over a fire in the center of the floor. Next to the fire and the cauldron, you see a large white altar. In fact, it is so white that it almost seems to give off a glow of its own. And beside that is a large white throne made of the same material. Off to the side is a small writing desk, a bench, and a table with food and a couple of cups. You become aware of a presence entering the temple. And as you look, you see the goddess approaching. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcome and comfortable. Have no preconceived notions of how she appears. Let her come to you in the way that is best for you in this moment. She approaches and offers a hug. And as she hugs, you feel all the love and joy of that embrace. You feel the love and the healing energy feel you almost bursting. She steps back and motions you to a bench. And you sit with her. She hands you a cup with refreshments. And you sit and drink and eat from the plate, sitting for a while in companionable silence, simply enjoying the company, enjoying the refreshments offered. After a time, she takes the plate and cups and sets them back on the table. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. You see the depth of the soul gaze. She asks you if you have a favor. What do you need this night? Sit now and speak with the goddess. Listen to her guidance. Speak with her about your need and her advice on how to achieve it. Talk with her about your hopes, your dreams, and your plans. And then listen. The message may come in words, symbols, or simply a knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate. However the message comes, sit and listen. At length, she uncovers a tray on the table, and on it is a gift that will assist you in fulfilling your need, your request of the goddess. Look at the gift. It may be something that has come to you recently, or it's something that will come to you very soon. Thank her for her gift. Sit and enjoy your connection with the goddess, knowing that it need not diminish when you return to the mortal realm. And return you must. She takes you to the path where you came in and bids you love and farewell until your next visit. You know that you may return here as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her watching as you descend back down the path and through the trees. You cross back over the bridge, sit on the benches again by the fountain, thinking of all that you have heard, all that you have learned, and all that you need to do. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, you feel your body in the room where you are sitting. Two, you're getting heavier with the weight of your body. Move your fingers and your toes. Stretch your shoulders and ease back into your body, stretching into it. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great goddess, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So
mote
it
be.
So mote it be.
Great God of the universe, hero God, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and in all and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail and farewell.
Great goddess of the universe, O maiden goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail. And farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. Thank you for your gifts, all that you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. with love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon us. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Very nice, everyone. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
So let's take a moment or two and ground. We're going to play a song tonight by Jenna Green. Since we spent some time with the goddess, we're going to listen to a song called Dance of the Goddess. I love Jenna Green's voice. It is just so beautiful. Stick around for the song and an ad and a few things we got to do. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll get together with the ritualists and talk about the ritual tonight. So here's Jenna Green, Dance of the Goddess.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more. All available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio. So go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. How you doing over there, darling?
Oh, I'm doing well.
I tell you what, I love Jenna Green's voice, and it was just such a nice compliment to the ritual tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right, and we are joined tonight. Now, it looks like Niv is having technology issues and has dropped out on us. We're going to go ahead and carry on our usual conversation after the ritual with our ritualists. Shira and Vega are still with us.
We are.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You guys sound so excited.
Yeah. So
we're just thinking we haven't been taken out by the wind.
Not yet.
Happy, happy.
You guys see a cow fly by the window? It may be time to batten down the hatches.
Yeah. I don't
not
know.
Not that bad yet, but whoo.
I don't know. The room was moving a little bit, so.
Oh, jeez.
We're in a trailer. You know what happens to trailers.
Oh, jeez. Don't even kid about that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. So thoughts about the ritual tonight. We're going to start with Vega.
That was really relaxing. He almost lost me a couple times there.
I know. His voice, it's terrible. It puts me to sleep almost every single time.
I stayed up for it. I'll tell you. It was good. Oh, and a couple things flickered through, and I lost them as soon as they were there. But just a really pleasant feeling overall. That's about all I took away from it. And that maybe saved us from the wind.
Saved us from what?
The wind.
Well, I mean, if you took a peaceful night of communing with the goddess away from this evening, that's a pretty good way to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fair enough. Shira, what about you?
I'm sort of like Vega. I drifted out, and it was really cold. Our furnace is just like going off and on like mad, trying to keep us warm to keep up with this. But
yeah.
I was cold, and then when you said, ask the goddess what you need, and I said warmth and safety, I got a blanket. So then I was nice and warm for the rest, and then when it was all done, then I was back to being cold. So I got some warmth for a while. I had this nice little big soft and comfy blanket put around me. So that was nice. Kind of
very
blanket
cool.
Of warmth and safety and, you know, and this too shall pass. You know, the wind will go away again.
Nice.
So that was good. It was relaxing.
Well, very good. All right, Robin, what about you?
I just got, oddly enough, I kept having visions of fruit, and I'm not quite sure, you know, exactly what that means. I know we've talked about wanting to do a garden and plant some fruit trees along with that. Maybe that's her, the goddess's idea of saying, you know, plant some fruit, and it's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe it could be we're going to move to warmer climates where I can plant fruit trees and we'll have fruit year-round. Yay! I don't know. But I got fruit, so figure that out. I don't know. But it was good.
All right. Yeah. Well, I could do with mangoes and coconut trees again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I'm ready to get out of the cold.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Are we all?
Yeah.
And
people here, they don't know how to drive in this. Or fly.
Yeah, we don't have that problem here in Pennsylvania. They're pretty good. Actually, the road crews in Pennsylvania are pretty diligent about keeping the roads as clean as possible. But
yeah, they are amazing over here. PennDOT, I got to say. Mm-hmm. My first winter up here was the winter that we had almost permafrost. I mean, it started snowing and just didn't quit for about 3 months solid. I never missed a day of work in
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania. Now, Connecticut, not so well. They didn't do quite so efficient a job as PennDOT.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I tell you what, I've not missed a day. You know, that first winter. Now, I've missed a couple of days since we've been, you know, since I've been at the house with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was mainly because up on I-80, it can get a little dicey on a snowy, icy day, so.
Yeah, coming through the Poconos can get nasty.
Yeah, I mean, they'll just close it down. They'll say, okay, this is beyond us. But, I mean, otherwise, they just do a really great job. Tonight, I was going to talk about my experiences. I don't always talk about my experiences because when I'm guiding the meditation, I don't always have the depth of the experience that someone has listening. But tonight, I got maybe not as relaxed as Vega and Cher were describing, but I had this incredible sense of peace and this feeling like everything's okay. Everything's going to be okay. And perhaps that was what I needed tonight, was just this everything's going to be okay. And it wasn't like one thing or this thing, or it was like just it's all good. Everything is going to be okay. And that was something I really needed tonight. So I'm incredibly grateful for that feeling, and it's carried away with me. I have that sense of peace, and that is a wonderful gift that I took from tonight.
That's terrific. Good for you.
Yeah. It's always good to hear what you get, too, because you said you often don't share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my experiences are often not as deep because I'm, you know, when I'm guiding the ritual, it's not always as full an experience as if, you know, as it is when someone else is guiding.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I want to thank you guys for being with us. It's been over a year that we've been doing this together.
I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah, I think it's been close to a couple of years. And there's just, at the beginning, when I talk about this world created by the we, here, we are the we, this group right here, and the energy lingers. The temple becomes more solid and more every time we go there. And I hope that you guys know that you can go there anytime. You don't have to wait for our that is our time to visit as needed. So you know, I hope that you can do that and utilize this.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just time now for my love to tell everybody how to get in touch with us.
Sure, I will be happy to do that. If you'd like to get in touch with Terry or myself, you can reach us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. We both check that email address. And if you'd like to get in touch with us for, you would like us to come and do a workshop, or you'd like to talk to us about some of the other things that we do or places we go, please feel free to reach out to us at that email address. And again, that's littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook, and my Facebook page is Robin A. McKean, and Terry's Facebook page is Rev Terry Power AP.
All right, and you know, that is my public figure. I also have a friends page, and that is Terry Power. You'll find the one. There's several lucky guys have the same as I do, and so you have to find the one in Pennsylvania, and it says something about Spiritual Unity Network. You can go and find that page, or you can like the public figure page. You can also find us at Little Stone Bridge Pathworking's Facebook page. Let's see. And I think that's about it with how to contact us. How was there anything else, love?
That's all I can think of.
Okay. But yeah, the littlestonebridge@gmail.com address is the easiest way. Just make sure you put something in the subject line to separate your email from the clutter. Because we get 100 emails a day. And so you want to make sure that your subject line gets our attention. Something about you want a workshop or come to our event or show topic ideas. We are looking for show topic ideas as we work on the 2017 schedule. We have, last year we did the Major Arcana, the Fool's Journey through the Major Arcana, and we are wrapping up next week the series on the components of ritual. And we're looking for some more ideas from you, our listeners, of show topics, things you would like to hear us talk about. So with that said, let's see. Schedule. Coming up on Thursday, the 12th, we are talking with Alan Ritter, who is going to be hosting a new show with us called The Emerging Forest. Not going to tell you too much. I'll let you tune in Thursday night and hear from him. But it's very cool. It's game theory and how that applies to life and nature. It's going to be pretty exciting. And we're still working on scheduling the premiere. We are looking at either the 15th or the 22nd, depending on some scheduling issues in both of our lives. But we are working on getting him scheduled, and he will be on every Sunday night once we get him started. And of course, every Monday is Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. Tuesday nights, Robin and I are here with rituals, teaching, topics that we hopefully get more from you. And then Wednesday night is Dax Axelrod talking about economics and the spiritual path. And then Thursday, of course, is Under a Shady Tree with Robin and myself as we talk to artists and authors and people in the community, as well as the occasional topic where we just go off on whatever we want. But Under a Shady Tree is typically our interview show for the week. And coming up on a week from tonight, we're going to be finishing up our ritual series, all the components. We're going to wrap up the whole thing and finalize that series. And the 24th, we're going to be talking about interfaith dialogue, primarily the language of interfaith dialogue. How to speak to other people of different faiths. And let's see, on the 26th, we're going to be interviewing Sue Aaron. She's got a CD coming out. She's going to come on and talk with us about it. Then on the 31st is Lord. So we got quite a lot planned for January. And February is even more crowded. So tune in, and again, let us know what you want to hear us talk about. So thanks again to our ritualists. Thanks to all of our listeners who share these rituals with us and support us. And thank you for the notes that we get from time to time. Your feedback is important to us. And even the occasional criticism is good. We appreciate all of our listeners getting back in touch with us. Robin, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Shira Vega, did you have anything to say before we wish our listeners a good night?
Nope. Hope everybody stays warm and safe and has a lovely evening.
And for me as well. Have a great evening.
All right. Well, thanks again for being a part of the week. With that, it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.